This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So, no Love Boat today.
No Love Boat.
No Love Boat. DeMarco's here.
What's happening?
Andy Kamenetsky's here.
Hey.
Momo's here.
Yeah.
A little Supercross talk.
Why'd you just fall over again when you do that?
What do you mean?
The woo-woo. You fall over when you do that.
Oh, because I don't want to do woo-woo right into the microphone.
That's
so
what it
I pull
was.
Away from the microphone okay. A little bit. It's a broadcastery
thought
thing.
You were
that
going
I thought
you know what? That's why you're in the Hall of Fame.
Very, very broadcastery.
Thought you were going down for a minute there.
Yeah, no, yeah. No.
So
you heard Momo do the weather, right?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Just off the top of my head.
I feel like I know exactly what's happening. I know what I'm going to drive home to.
Yeah.
I know what it's going to be like tomorrow.
This is what I texted Momo, like in real time.
In real time.
All caps. That is a effing weather report,
see?
Momo.
Right?
Wow.
There you
three
go.
Exclamation points.
All caps and three exclamation points.
I was just kind of born for this, right?
You were born for it. I don't know
I mean,
how
I
you got stuck.
I just came out the womb. Like,
how did you get stuck doing the NBA when you could be doing
weather?
The weather.
Wow, that's awesome.
I mean, there's almost nothing. There's almost nothing I like better than looking at the radar.
But it would be interesting.
I mean, like, weirdo.
Looking at radar.
Wouldn't you like to change jobs for one day? Just one day, you and somebody doing the weather. Change jobs.
I mean,
one day.
I literally will check the radar before I drive to see what time I should leave my house because that cell's going to come over.
By the way, all this stuff, and you were of no help the day we played pickleball in the rain.
I know.
They
you
kept saying.
You did not enlist me.
You know, that's a good point, man.
You need
they kept saying,
great
no,
point.
At 10:30, there's going to be a window.
You know what? Here's the thing. I think I just needed to be empowered. Like, if you would have said to me early in the week, Momo, you're on the weather. There's a chance of rain,
right?
And we need to have hourly forecasts,
right?
So that we can plan what time everyone to show up to this event.
Yeah,
because if we would have started the event at noon, we'd have been fine.
Well, would it have been?
Yeah,
fine?
It was fine
right
by noon.
When we left, it cleared up.
Yeah, it
cleared
did.
Up. Yeah,
I was driving home.
I drove home and it was sunny.
Yeah, cleared up. Wow,
it was very disappointing.
You need to be empowered. I thought this is who you are.
No, you just had like Morales
Take
or Tommy
control.
Needed to say to me, hey. I know you're really good at the weather. I need you to, this is an important thing for us. Can you just really babysit this?
You were dead serious when you said you were the weather girl for your softball
yes.
team.
Yeah.
My coach like gave me this job.
Mm.
This was like a very, he would look a little bit, but he knew that I was going to get in there and study it.
Right.
Like, and this is before cell phones and text messages
yeah.
and stuff.
Oh, sure.
So, I mean,
you had like a big map at home with a low pressure button on it.
No, I would just go home and turn on the TV in my room, in my dorm room, and watch the Weather Channel, and it would do the local forecast, and I would watch how the radar went. I'd be like, okay, that's going ahead at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, we need to do that. And then I would check it throughout the day, and if things change, like, so I was conservative. Like, if I wasn't sure, I was like, we got to put the tarp on, guys.
Right,
wow.
Right.
I never check weather. Not once.
I never. I hear when there's a storm. Like, there's a storm and everybody's all, you know.
You get an alert.
Cats
and, you know.
And dogs and Spectrum interrupts everything and says there's a flash flood warning for someplace I don't know where it is.
How bad could it be here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
exactly.
been a lot of rain.
Yeah,
rain,
it is.
Yeah, but
we've had more rain the last 2 years than, like, ever.
But not like tornadoes. Like,
there's not even a drought anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we had a historic drought and it's over.
It's over. Yeah. We're good.
We're floating.
That's
now.
Enough.
That's enough.
That's plenty. We're full up. No more rain. But it's supposed to rain tomorrow?
Is it
yeah,
really?
It's a 35% chance.
Is it really?
But it's mostly just going to be really cold.
Okay.
Do you have sound of that? I want to hear your weather report.
I can do it again.
You can?
No.
We'll
go back and listen to it on the podcast.
It was amazing.
It was great. But I mean, you'll never capture it live the way you did earlier. So listen to it on the podcast. No, it's not necessary.
Mace is good. He's like, I've heard you do the weather before.
I heard the forecast. I know. So I'm going to get a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I just had mine within the last year.
How was the preparation? It's not really a weight loss
I mean, yeah.
technique, is it?
That's a colonic, isn't it?
It's
a colonic.
There are some
the
people who
effect.
Undergo colonoscopy prep as a weight loss thing.
Do they?
Oh, yeah, diuretics.
Oh, that's got to be very unhealthy.
I mean, yeah, I'm not recommending
it.
I'm just saying.
When you were trying to make that goal weight,
Yeah.
You're with your bet. That's absolutely what you should have done the night before.
Oh, just like pretend there's a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Just flush it out. Yeah. Wow.
You're like a boxer. Grab some Miralax. Let's
go. What was your goal weight? What were you trying to hit?
Well, what I'm going to hit ultimately is 185. I'm about 193 right now.
185. Okay.
Yeah, 185 is the number.
You're in the neighborhood.
That's lean and mean. Yeah.
But I'm also, I mean, I'm hitting the gym. Like yesterday was leg day.
Yeah.
I'm really sore. I'm working with this trainer guy who actually trained Christian Bale for the Batman movies.
Okay.
Trains Michael Keaton. Trained, I don't know if you've seen this
movie.
Does
he train any other Batman?
I think that's... Oh, right. He's got two Batman.
Does he train Pattinson? Does he train Clooney?
Oh, that's right. He's got two Batman. I never thought of that before.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, right. And he also... there's this actress named Lily O'Brien who's playing a... Katie O'Brien, who's playing a bodybuilder in this movie called Love Lies Bleeding.
I've heard it's good.
He did her train. So my goal is... On my 60th birthday, I'm going to sit here with my shirt off and do the show.
Wow.
That's your goal.
That's my goal.
I like it.
Yeah.
Have you already mapped out if your 60th falls on a weekday?
You know, I've not gone that far.
You'll be okay,
it probably
right?
doesn't. Yeah. Because it was a Saturday this year. Yeah.
By the way, I will be wearing my two chains.
You know what it becomes?
You wear two chains.
I wear two chains.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, you know, that could be like your radio name.
Falls on a
Saturday. Two chains?
Steve Two Chains Mason.
Yeah. I like it.
Falls on a Saturday? Sabado y Gante.
Sabado y Gante. Exactly. Exactly.
So I have a warning for you, though. When you start working out really hard, you're going to want to eat more.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
It's going to make you hungry.
I'm not in for that.
So if you eat more, you have to eat just healthy stuff. You have to just like buy a bunch of chicken.
Yeah, chicken breast and brown rice.
Yeah. What
and
was your
broccoli.
Leg day? What'd you do? Squats?
Squats and presses and calves.
Yeah, oh, you're good and sore.
I'm super sore.
I can't wait to see you walk out of the room.
Why is it the day... Now, I'm sore from my upper body workout this week, but that was on Tuesday. Last night, I'm not quite super sore yet. Why does it take a day to get sore?
That lactic acid
is that what it is?
And then you go to sleep and you wake up
stiff. If you want to not be sore, you go in the hot cold. Because that flushes
that
the
right?
lactic acid out.
Yeah.
You do like a...
Have you tried a cold plunge before?
I haven't tried. I've tried cryo.
So you can go, but the best is like if you have a jacuzzi and a cold pool.
Yeah.
So you can do the jacuzzi and then the cold shower.
Well, I do have a jacuzzi, as famously
you go back
Morales
and,
wants to get
But you have to go
into.
Back and forth. You have to go cold and then hot.
What
cold,
time
hot.
Is your colonoscopy?
11 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, because I was going to say, because it's in the
morning. You want to say a prayer while it happens? 11 a.m.
I'm
going to
do that on my own time.
Hold a conscious thought for me.
But because of the prep. Yeah. You're going to have to wake up probably in the middle of the night to drink
Correct.
The second
you do
part
have
of this.
To drink the second so the, part of the Kool-Aid.
The good news is you're not going to actually be able to sleep because you're not going to be able to get comfortable,
right.
which will keep your muscles from getting,
stiff. So, right.
So this good actually is
Plus,
good.
It's all Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
It's the blue flavor.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows what the blue... It's called Cool Ice. Nobody really knows what flavor that is.
Cool Ice.
Cool
I thought
Ice.
It was Cool nice. Blue, man.
Is it?
Cool
is that
blue?
What it is? Cool
I
blue.
It was cool blue. Yeah.
What's it? What's
Arctic
it taste
ice.
Like?
It is Arctic ice.
Arctic ice.
Yeah.
Is it Arctic ice?
Is that?
I thought they're like,
they may
like
be different flavors.
Yeah.
But I know like red is cherry. I don't know what blue is.
It's like blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry.
It's like
the red
slushy.
Is fruit punch. The white is the cherry.
Yeah.
You're
that's
not
right.
supposed to drink
cherry.
The red.
No.
You're not supposed to.
The red
to
is banned.
Why? Why is the red bad?
So then when they put the camera up there, they everything's not all red.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of red in your innards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Infrared.
Yeah. What are you guys going today?
Oh, more colonoscopy talk.
You're going to do
definitely
an hour.
I mean, listen,
my colonoscopy.
You chose more colonoscopy talk over another weather report.
I wanted to hear the weather.
I mean, I can do some talk too.
Yeah, talk.
You want some talk talk?
Yeah.
I bring the content.
All right, everybody. I am gone till the 15th.
Wow.
Nice, Mies.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Are you off the grid?
No.
Okay.
No, I will not be off the grid.
So I can make a fantasy baseball trade?
I will make fantasy baseball trades. I'm not making any pretense of being off the grid.
Good.
And I'm speaking to my alma mater next week.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. All right.
I got to come up with stuff to say. Smart stuff.
You're a Hall of Famer.
You're a Hall of Famer. You're going to be fine, sir.
No, I told him, I said, I'm going to think up smart stuff for this.
Nice.
And they were like...
And if you start choking, just do the weather.
There you go.
Serious. You can just get up there and be like, just off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Everybody finds
okay.
it.
Okay. Momo, fun working with you today.
Before you leave, did you ever get your huge birthday card that's in the studio?
No.
It's like right here. Your face is on
Where
it and everything.
It?
I never got
Hold
it.
Hold on. I know. I was like, why is it full? I got you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize I had
never
a big
we
birthday
all signed
card
it.
With my face on it.
We all signed it. It was good.
Everybody sign it? I never even saw it.
I didn't get a chance to sign it.
It's because it was raining and stuff.
Yeah, everybody.
Good Lord, look at the size of that card.
I can't even open it.
That's gigantic.
That's the biggest card I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is.
How does that make you feel to have a card like that?
Makes me feel very
special.
Well, makes me feel special. Yeah, special.
Look at the size of the.
Oh yeah, that's impressive.
Look at your face.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah, no, that's a good shot right there. I got the Superman glasses on. The Clark Kent glasses.
Right over your bed.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on the ceiling.
Right over the bed.
The ceiling.
Every morning so when you wake I up seeing your favorite
exactly.
person.
Exactly. All right, hey, have a great week. I will be back on the 15th. In the meantime, Ireland is back tomorrow, and I think it's here next week. You're doing a couple of shows, too.
Yeah.
Coming up next for you, afternoon Shadano and Cap today is Andy Kamenetsky and DeMarco Farr. See you soon, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
There it is.
Somebody should remake this.
I think we're doing that every day, Monday through Friday.
I love how you do it, Andy. You get so into it. I love it.
This is in.
Well, I mean, it's a slapping bass line.
Yeah. Somebody should have used this by now. Come on.
Plus, I can't remember. There's either a TV show or a movie. I don't remember which one it was, but it made really, really good use
of
this song.
Oh, that's going to bug me. What is that?
Okay, I got to look up Eminence Front.
Barney Miller.
Isn't it a TV show?
No. Barney Miller was the other. Boom. Boom. Yeah, that's different. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got to look this up.
We should do that. Like old TV shows, like the themes. Can we pick them out? That's fun.
In movies. Eminence Front in movies.
Are you thinking of CSI?
Yeah. No. That's a different Who song.
Yeah, okay.
Which, funny, my wife does not really know the classic rock genre all that well.
Yeah.
Other than maybe the Beatles. She doesn't really know that stuff well.
Yeah.
She only knows the CSI theme as the Who song, Won't Get Fooled Again.
She think it's just CSI?
She knows it as the CSI. And I learned all this because... Yeah. There was a Super Bowl maybe, I don't know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, where the Who played. And they start playing Won't Get Fooled Again. She's like, oh, they're playing the CSI theme.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's funny.
Like, she only knew, like who
see,
are
that's
you?
Him right there. Mr. That Born in 1998. Yeah, see?
Child.
Yeah.
The Who is none of DeAndre's business.
What version of Air Jordan were we on when you were born?
My first pair of J's were actually the threes.
The threes.
The true blues.
Yeah, see? Wow. That's crazy. Wow. That's a heck of a beat, though. What's up, AK?
Doing all right, man. Yeah. AK and DeMarco in for Sedano and Kaplan. No idea where either one of them are. I assume Sedano's on some type of NBA assignment.
Cap is probably out and about, because they've been having time off because the Lakers play, they've been on the road.
Is this vacation time? They're not sick. This is vacation for
them.
This is vacay time. Yeah. Okay, awesome.
I mean, think about it. They've been gone practically all last week because of NCAA tournament or Lakers, and then Lakers this week. And then you have one show. Why would you not take that vacay?
No, this is actually a good time for both of them to get away.
Yeah, Cap's not in the country. I'm saying Cap is gone. Cap is someplace else right now.
He's
Sedano's
kidding.
At home. I would bet Sedano's at home. and Cap is gone someplace.
Sedano's not home.
I would.
He's just not answering the phone.
No. I saw his IG and like I saw his kids were at a NBA game and stuff. So he's probably working or.
I got it backwards. Sedano's on the road.
He's doing something.
Cap's not here. Cap's gone.
I both so want to know and so don't want to know what Cappy is like truly in the wild. Like unsupervised by any of us. No accountability to anybody professionally. Like, because we've all seen him out semi-socially in terms of events connected to the station.
Work mode.
Right. Yeah. And even though Cappy is still Cappy, he's... It's work adjacent. Like there is a baseline of behavioral standard.
Do you think he turns up in his personal life?
Oh yeah,
You think he turns
way,
up?
Oh, hell yeah!
Sure.
Like from where Cap is on this show, you think he turns up from
like
here?
Another 100?
In his
really?
Yeah. Oh,
so I do not suspect at all that like this version of Cap is an act. And then like the minute he's away from a microphone, he's just quiet.
No.
Like I've seen, for example, I do not claim to know him well at all. But I have worked on air, on these airs, with Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Stephen A. on air is exactly like Stephen A. that we all see.
Yeah.
Off air, in my experience with him, and again, it's limited, very quiet.
Super quiet.
Very, very quiet.
Yeah. Okay.
It makes me suspect, and again, pure speculation because I don't know him at all, that Stephen A. is very different when he is away from a microphone.
Yeah.
I suspect we get the subdued version of Kaplan.
I agree.
On the air.
Yes. On the air.
Subdued version on the, no way.
See, yes. Yes.
Then the next time he comes on air, you're going to hear sirens if he turns up. No, if he goes up from here, oh my God.
So Cappy does this thing. He has, what is it, Del Mar, right? And he's invited the Boo and I to go.
What's Del Mar? The horse race?
The horse race.
Yeah, okay.
And everyone's like, everybody that's gone says that they've had a great time. I just haven't been able to make it down there, but I want to. And people don't remember what they do when they go to Del Mar with Cappy. So I'm a little scared.
They don't remember what
no,
they do?
No, there's a lot of drinking.
Cappy the mind eraser. Okay.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot going on.
And I hear Rachel is the catalyst. Is that true?
I don't know. I'm not messing with Rachel.
You're not talking?
No.
See?
No, man. I know my place.
Anybody? No? Okay.
I've only met Rachel to say hello. She's lovely.
Why are we saying her name like that?
Because that's how Morales says it.
Okay.
But Rachel's great. Honestly, I love Rachel. Like, I've hung out with them outside of the workspace and whatever is related to workspace. They're great. They're great.
That's scary.
They're a good time.
Cap turns up. Oh, my gosh.
Again, this is just me speculating because I've never hung out with Cap socially.
You should. It's fun.
It's a good time.
I fear I'm too far past my prime.
Day. Yeah. Huh?
I feel like I'm too far past my prime to hang out with Cap.
You can give it one good night. You can give it one good night. Plan for it.
It's not like that. It's not like that.
In my prime, I definitely could have done it. I fear I'm too old.
You are.
No. Andy, I think you're younger than Cap.
That's not the point.
Cap's not human. He's not from this planet.
That's different.
Come on.
Yeah, he is a demented cyborg.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I'm not him.
Funny. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, Miss Molly on the chat saying that Cap is totally different off air, that he's super chill. I'm like, he's chill on air and off air, but... He does turn it up a notch.
Mace does that, doesn't he? Off air.
He turns it down.
He shuts it down.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he goes the other way.
Mace absolutely shuts it
down. Does Ireland have a high gear, low gear, kind of the same thing, right?
I've never hung out
I feel
with
like
Ireland.
On air, off air, John are pretty similar.
Kind of C-3PO.
In my experience.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a ton of difference between John on the air versus off.
Okay, right.
Mace is, I think, more subdued. Like, he's still got his quirks. He's
bombastic,
still
but then when the show's over.
A little bit, little bit more subdued. Like, again, I just want to see what Cap in the Wild is like.
Yeah, I would be down. I mean,
that'd be fun.
I'm scared, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little scared.
Oh, don't be scared. Come on, let's get it.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
It probably is a little scared.
But, I mean, Andy wasn't scared. He just came back to L.A.
I did just come back to L.A. I was in New York for 4 or 5 days.
No way.
Yeah, it was fun.
Really? Look at you.
Mm-hmm. You know what's so funny? There are all these like, they're like rickshaws except people riding bicycles who, you know, carrying around.
Rickshaw is the taxi thing.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
So picture that, but instead of a person pulling it, there is a person on a bike. And they give, you know, people, tourists, tours around different parts of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You sit on the
carriage part while somebody's biking.
Yeah.
And they often have speakers.
That's a good first date thing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a good tourist thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it's more, yeah. I imagine it's more tourists unless you're like a local in a hurry.
No doubt, right.
But these bicycle rickshaws all have speakers with people, you know, the cyclist playing music, the person in charge of it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times they were playing New York, Empire State of Mind, the Alicia Keys song.
Really?
I heard that so many. I'm like, little on the nose, guys. Wow. Little bit on the nose.
See, this is a great song. Listen, when you think of anthems for a city, like this is such a great one.
That's a great song.
There's others, right? And I remember this song came out and the Katy Perry song with Snoop came out, California Girls, and everyone's like, oh, that's the LA anthem to this. And I'm like, no. Let's not get crazy. Mm. Like, it's a
new
different.
East Coast, West Coast feud.
No, man. That makes us look soft as AF.
You can feel the cold weather in her voice. You know what I mean?
No, it's
when she's singing this. You get it. Yeah.
But yeah, I can't tell you how many times over like 4 days I heard Empire State of Mind.
Oh man.
Like it made me feel like a tourist, except they were the ones doing it, not me. It's not like I was walking around this Times Square singing it myself.
I wonder if that elicits more tips, you know? Make them nostalgic with the song. You get more money that way. Yeah, play
maybe.
The thing over and over again. Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, it was great.
How long were you there?
I was there from a Friday through a Tuesday. A
lot of walking.
We did a ton of walking.
Ton of walking.
Like, I know Travis has been talking about his steps lately.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In 3 days in New York, I looked at it. We did like 54,000 steps.
Wow.
In 3 days.
When you're in the East Coast in general, that's one of
you walk.
I love it. When I was in, and I've said this a lot, when I was in D.C. in 2 days, not even 2 full days, I walked like 17, 18 miles.
That's ridiculous.
Insane.
Yeah. Did you ride the subway?
We did ride the subway.
Did you get a show or was it just normal?
Oh, no. We did a lot. My daughter turned 13 over the trip and it's a big deal birthday. So we wanted to do something pretty big for it. We went to New York and we saw Hamilton. She loves Hamilton.
Nice.
It was great. It was really, really great. Afterwards, she met some of the cast members, took selfies with them. Like,
wow.
It was awesome.
That's great.
Oh, it was so much fun. Yeah, she was. I mean, I can't begin to tell you how excited she was. Then we did like Empire State Building, went all the way up in it, did Ellis Island, Statue of Liberty. We did one of those double decker bus tours around the city.
Whoa.
It's a good way to see a lot.
Yeah.
Because we had a couple of our days were completely full up with planned, like ticketed stuff. So we really only had one day that wasn't like that, and we had to figure out what's the best way to use that. So we just did this bus tour. They allow you to get on, get off, get on, get off.
The big red bus.
Yep.
Yeah, I love them.
The big red bus.
The big red bus.
I like it.
They are the best taxi when you're in a city that you don't know.
You know what's so funny, too? As I was on one of those things, it dawned on me. I'm the same guy that whenever I see those buses going around like Hollywood, I'm like, tourists.
Yeah.
You're so lame.
Right.
You're such lame asses.
Yeah.
I became
changes,
that lame ass.
Changes your perspective.
It's okay.
See,
it
awesome.
Saves you money, man. It saves you money when you get those buses because you hop on and you hop off.
All right, a trip. That's awesome.
I will tell you who's not a lame ass. Shohei Ohtani, after hitting his first home run.
About time.
Last night for the Dodgers. Get into all that coming up next to Donald and Kaplan, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, along these lines, before we get to Ohtani and the Dodgers over in the Circle of Trust, Starfish and Coffee puts out a poll. Good question. What is LA's theme song? Here are your four choices. I Love LA, we're listening to right now, Randy Newman. NWA, Straight Outta Compton. The Doors, LA Woman.
Mm.
And The Doors were a very LA band on top of the song. Or, now he's an East Coaster, I believe, LL Cool J, Going Back to Cali.
It's got to be this one. It's got to be I Love LA. Got to be.
I'm inclined to think it's I Love LA, too.
It has to be.
Because yeah. It feels like the one that everybody can agree on.
Yeah. And it just, it says LA. Like you, when you hear Alicia Keys sing New York, you can feel it, right?
Right.
This sounds like LA weather. You know what I mean?
It does.
Yeah.
I think I Love LA is the answer, but go into the Circle of Trust, get yourself admitted if you're not already, and vote. Curious to see how this.
I like that.
This shakes
would
out.
Would you go Straight out of Compton? Does that say, I guess some, that might say certain parts of LA.
It might say, exactly.
I mean, everything you mentioned, when I hear it someplace else, I think about L.A.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, look, Straight Outta Compton is very, very L.A.
California love.
Yeah. See, there you go. That's got to be part of it.
Come on now. Like, how did y'all make? I was on the phone with Dr. Clapper, and I still thought about that.
Let me amend my vote then. Hold on.
The reason, though, I keep going back to I Love L.A.
Yeah.
Is it just feels like the one that everybody can agree on.
That's true. Like, I give you that.
Nobody's going to object to I Love LA.
Well, who hates California Love? Who can hate that song?
I mean, there's
white
some haters.
There's
some haters.
No. That song bangs at every party, every well, spot DeMarco, out here. Come on.
Not every party.
Come on.
I can promise you there are some parties in LA where that song doesn't play.
Oh my God. I can promise you. Wow.
All right, Andy Kamenetsky, DeMarco Farr in for the guys. The Dodgers, they are 7-2. Coming off a 5-4 win last night in the ravine over the Gigantes, and among other things, Shohei Ohtani, first home run of the season.
Woo!
About time.
Yep.
About time. No. That's got to be huge for him, man. That's a lot of heat. That's a lot of pressure. Yeah.
Here's how you know that the expectations are the way you're talking about it, DeMarco.
Yeah.
You're saying it's about time. This was game nine.
Nine.
This was game nine. There are 153 games left.
I want a home run a game.
You're like, we're waiting, bro.
I want one home run a game. He's got to hit 162 home runs. Come on. That's what I want. And he can never strike out.
For $700 million, man. I expect a home run every day.
Every single time up, he should hit a home run. Every time up. Are you kidding me? Come on. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he banged it. Yeah, that was awesome.
430 feet.
Oh, my God. That kid is huge. He's a monster.
It is. He's overwhelming. Like,
yeah.
It's funny because, like, he's been talked about in so many ways because of how great he's been, in ways that sound mythical. And part of, I think, that mythology is, like, you know, going back to the original myth, Paul Bunyan. He is Paul Bunyan's size. Like, yes. He is astonishingly big.
At some point, this guy who looks like any power hitter you've ever seen in baseball history, right? He's big. He's huge.
Yes.
He looks like the, the pre-roided version of Canseco. Just big, right? That guy's going to be on the mound, too?
He is listed at 6'4", 210.
Yeah, that's a big dude.
Like, that's point guard size, shooting guard size in the NBA.
And he barreled it and got it. Yeah, who was the homer? Who was the pitcher? I thought it was, what was the guy's name?
Let me look this up.
It was Rogers. I thought they said Travis Rogers, but it's not Travis Rogers.
T-Raj?
Yeah, T-Raj. I'm like, for Travis, that's got to be huge.
Well, let me look it up, because there's two T-Rogers on the Giants. There's Tyler Rogers, and there is Taylor Rogers.
I think it was Taylor Rogers that gave it up.
Taylor Rogers gave it up?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's got to be cool for Travis.
It was Taylor Rogers.
Yeah, see, that's a trivia question, but yeah, he fired one, and he turned on it. So that's huge. This team is awesome so far. Starting out great. I'm glad he got the monkey off his back, so to speak. So if you needed that to calm down, it's not like he's been bad.
No,
but just the pressure. If you needed that to settle down so you can get into your game, then so be it.
You know, what's funny is I was looking up some of his numbers, and he is, by Ohtani standards, off to a slow start. Like, again, by his standards. You know, his batting average after last night, 270 on base percentage, 317, slugging 432. Like, for him, this is low. But then I was comparing it to the rest of the starting lineup for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
He's in the middle. So it's like, this is the worst version potentially of Ohtani, which makes him just like good enough. Is the worst version you get of Ohtani.
I heard what Dave Roberts says. Like, he's liking what he's seeing. He's starting to round into form. And like you said, those are pretty good numbers, but not great numbers. So maybe the great stuff is we're going to start seeing it from here. But I guess at some point you're going to start to press. And I've been there. You know, when you've been held sackless or you can't do what people expect of you, that pressure starts to build. And then you get that first one and I remember my brother saying, now, when I broke the streak, I think I went like 9 games in a row without a sack, and I was just so frustrated. And then I got one, and then he said it's like it's going to be like blood in the water for you, like sharks with blood in the water. They're going to start to fall for you. And then like you'd have 3 games where you get 6 or 7. So I bet this is a start for him, I hope, of some sort of run Shohei.
You described it earlier, release.
Yeah, got to be.
This feels like it's got to be just – he's been, you know, we all know he's been going through a lot heading into the season and the situation with the translator and the investigations both in baseball and the feds. Like, and even if it turns out he did nothing wrong at all,
yeah,
it's still a lot for him to be connected to, especially when you are as, I don't even want to say intensely, like insanely private as he is.
I mean, just like a lot is building up. See, this is where we lead into that disagreement. Because if I caught that home run ball, there's no way I'm giving that back. Right now, this is the perfect time to negotiate with Shohei.
See, I disagree. To me, this is where Ohtani, this is a guy that's already on high alert, I feel, about being shook down.
Right.
Like, this is the last guy in the world that is going to even want to enter into anything that feels like a shakedown.
But I'm not shaking you down. Yeah. I just have something you want. How bad do you want this, Mr. Ohtani?
DeMarco, that's the literal definition of a shakedown.
If you don't want it, you can turn away. You can walk away. It's just a ball.
It's a nice first home run, baseball, Ohtani. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
The first thing I would do is hand him a mortgage statement. Here.
Oh, my God.
We'll start here.
But I'm not shaking him down. No, I just want to make it clear.
He wants the ball. How bad do you want it?
All right. Coming up next, speaking of people who could afford to buy that baseball or, you know, wealthy
multiple.
People. People in the not quite in the Ohtani bracket, but
elite for sure.
He could have Ohtani over to his house without being embarrassed. Dr. Clapper will be joining us for a little bit of a Clapper vision that is coming up next, 710 ESPN.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I pray for this ball in my glove. Shohei Ohtani's first home run.
Found you. Come on.
We're rich. Buy the rolls.
Yes, I pray that. I would have that ball too.
I would not sell out for 2 hats and a bag.
All right. You know what? I'll just ask. Dr. Clapper, like your most Dr. Clapper joining us right now. Y'all know him. Clapper Vision, the great one, the iconic one. If, say, somebody retrieved, I don't know, the scalpel from your greatest surgery ever. How much money would you pony up to get that scalpel back, Doc?
You're first in LA. Come on.
You want 2 things in your life, gentlemen. You want things that are timeless. That's why I sculpt in marble as a hobby after the nuclear war. That's all be left, not the TV shows, but my sculptures. And the other thing you want in life are things that are priceless. And that is your name and your word, and it's not something material. So that's what you want.
I like it. My word is, if I catch Ohtani's first home run as a Dodger, I'm not giving it back for a hat and a bat. That's my word, my man. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. It's so nice to hear you guys.
Yeah.
And it's great. in sports right now because we must celebrate the very fact that no one's paying you, DeMarco, to be politically correct to watch women play sports. And yet, it's so compelling.
Yeah, it was.
We have to watch Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers because they are so fantastic. I just love that feeling in sports right now.
And in the case of Beckers, she's coming back from an ACL surgery, and yes, you told us leading up to our conversation right now that this is not just any normal ACL surgery and recovery.
You know, Andy, it's very important, and you talked about that lovely trip with you and your daughter. Ever since Title IX, we now thankfully have women really playing sports in college. And because of that, as an orthopedic surgeon, guess what we see? Almost five times more than the boys, they tear their ACL. That's right. You see the ACL tear in basketball, in football, but when girls play sports like soccer, like basketball, we see five times more of them tear their ACLs than men.
Why?
And it's a fast... So good question, DeMarco. And here's the reason. There are many reasons for it. One of them, women's pelvises are wider than men so they can have a baby. For that reason, the pelvis is wider, and yet to get down to your knee makes a sharper angle. So when a girl lands from a jump, because her pelvis is wider, the vector, the angle, the stress on the knee puts more stress on their ACL. That's number one. Number two, the space inside the knee, we call it the femoral notch, where the ligament lives, in girls more than boys, instead of being, here's a clapper vision, a rectangular opening to your garage to pull your car in, plenty of clearance to the left, to the right, and the ceiling, plenty of room for your car to go in because it's a rectangle, the garage. But what if your garage was shaped like a Native American teepee, an A-frame? There's not enough clearance to pull your car in without scraping the walls. Well, girls born and boys have an A-frame shape to the notch where the ligament is. So all they have to do is turn a certain way, and you will cut and guillotine the ligament. There are other reasons as well, but it's fascinating. And what we're seeing is a beautiful basketball player, Paige Beckers, coming back after her ACL surgery, which took away her junior year. It's an awesome sight to behold, the success of the surgery.
Is there anything that you think, now that, as you mentioned, women's sports, they've really... We're seeing now this just absolute explosion in terms of the interest in the women's tournament. But like, I know my daughter, for example, is really into volleyball. Women's mm-hmm. volleyball has exploded around the country, mm-hmm. like in terms of its popularity, soccer, all these different sports. Is there anything you think women can be doing as they start coming up to be more preventative or proactive to try to avoid some of these injuries?
Good question, Andy. Yes. One of the things that we focus, and I'm a surgeon, so I'm always there to talk about the new technology, the new tools, where I do a knee replacement on someone now, and they go home the same day. Tony Danza's tap dancing on Broadway after I did both his knees.
Wow.
I love talking about the new technology that we didn't have before. But reality, it's better for us to talk about how not to knee Dr. Clapper. Not with a pill, not with someone telling you a shot's going to grow hair back on top of my head because it ain't going to work, but reality.
Tell me about
and
that.
That's where the great breakthroughs have been. And it's as simple, Andy, as teaching girls how to land from a jump. That simple act of firing both your hamstring and your quad muscle to work together when you land from a jump so that one isn't overloading the other, so the balance of the forces of the muscles is equal in the front of the knee and in the back of the knee, just teaching girls how to land properly from a jump has reduced the incidence of ACL tears tremendously.
I'm right now. You have no idea how topical this is. I have a little 8-year-old that plays everything. So two questions. One, is there one sport in particular that you're seeing more injuries to girls?
In the girls that are coming, yes, soccer.
Yes. Because what about flag football? That seems to be exploding.
Well, here's the great part, DeMarco. concussions in the NFL, and you could speak about it better than anybody at ESPN LA. But the reality is every time we bring new technology to the football helmet, what does a player say? Not thank you for making it safer for me to play football for a concussion. What does the player say?
It's ugly.
Thank you. Now I can hit a guy harder. I can weaponize the damn helmet more. And it's shocking that we still have concussions with the breakthrough in the advances in the helmet. But here's what's interesting. My wife says, by the way, I never answer the question, so I'm going to do my best to answer.
No, you're good. Go ahead. I'm following.
Yeah. But here's the reality that I find so fascinating as it relates to women's sports and your question. What is the one sport where we are collision and we don't have a helmet? It's girls' lacrosse.
Ah.
Even the boys wear a helmet. And guess what we see, DeMarco? Hardly any concussions. The boys are wearing helmets. They're getting concussions. The boys are playing football. They're getting concussions. But when you tell a girl in lacrosse, you're not getting a helmet, guess what the player does? They're less likely to head-bonk somebody.
Right.
They're less likely to whack them over the head with the stick. So the reality is, in rugby, where you don't have a helmet, we see less concussions than when we do give them a helmet.
I mean, there are people who say if you really wanted to reduce concussions in football, go back to the leather helmets.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's an extreme example, but you're not going to be leading with your head, for example, if you got that leather helmet on.
Right, right.
So,
and here's the other thing. I just want to go back to Paige Beckers because, okay, how did we fix her ACL? You can look on Instagram how proudly she was to finally come back to be able to play this senior year. And she's going to give Caitlin Clark a run for her money tomorrow night. I can't wait to watch. But look carefully at her left knee, and you will see a scar up the front of her knee. Why? Because we used the correct graft, the central third of her patella tendon. And you may ask, well, if you took a piece of her tendon, doesn't that make her knee weaker? No. And here is the clapper vision. If you took a ribbon, right, and you had it vertical, which is essentially what the patella tendon is between the kneecap and your tibia. That's what it looks like, a ribbon. And you remove the central third to use it as the graft. Why is it not weaker? And the clapper vision is because, in essence, when you take a band of cloth, cut it down the center, and put a zipper in it, we all know that a zipper inside the fly of your pants does not weaken the band. So the way we use our sutures, the technique we use to sew up the defect that we've harvested the tendon, actually makes the tendon stronger than it was before.
Well, I mean, this is all a relief to Lauren DeMarco because they're both awaiting knee surgeries. So
yeah. That's right. Well, everybody's ACL. Either pre-op or post-op, Andy, sooner or later.
No, I had knee surgery about 30 years ago.
Wow.
It happens to everyone.
Pre-op or post-op, wow.
And on that... Up note, that cheery
upbeat
note.
Upbeat note, guys.
Dr. Clapper Vision, we love
awesome.
You, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, God bless you guys. So good to talk to you. Thank you.
All right.
I know where he's going. He's trying to, like, eliminate helmets from the NFL.
Again.
It ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen. But that is the theory, that if you really want to get rid of these concussions.
So what does that tell you? Say that again.
It ain't going to happen.
So, no, say that whole statement again.
That's the theory.
If you really wanted to get rid of.
Well.
That means. You don't.
No. Well, but here's the problem.
Yeah.
I could believe that the NFL, and you know, all things being equal, would like to get rid of the concussions because it's better to have your players available at all times, particularly your stars. You
oh,
want
yeah.
them out there.
Right.
Problem is, you don't want to change the game either, and part of the draw is the violence.
Would you like football without the hitting? Exactly. Thank
no.
you.
Okay. No. No. All right. Coming up next, what you need to know. We're going to talk a little bit more about DeMarco's attempts to shake down Shohei Ohtani. Were he in the position to do it? Andy Kamenetsky, DeMarco Farr, in for the guys. 710 ESPN.